Stanley and Zero staggered away. The warden rushed to them. She hugged Zero. "Thank God you're alive," she said as she tried to take the suitcase from him. He jerked it free. "It belongs to Stanley," he said. "Don't cause any more trouble," the warden warned. "You stole it from my cabin, and you've been caught red-handed. If I press charges, Stanley might have to return to prison. Now I'm willing, in view of all the circumstances, to..." "It's got his name on it," said Zero. Stanley's lawyer pushed past the tall man to have a look. "See?" Zero showed her. "Stanley Yelnats." Stanley looked too. There, in big black letters, was Stanley Yelnats. The tall man looked over the heads of the others at the name on the suitcase. "You say he stole it from your cabin?" The warden stared at it in disbelief. "That's impos. It's impos." She couldn't even say it.
Zero wasn't talking about the devil at all at the beginning of the chapter. He was sounding out Stanley's name on the suitcase. That's why he said Satan and Satanly. But why would Stanley's name be on the suitcase? Wait a minute. Kiss and Kate Barlow must have stolen this suitcase from Stanley's great-grandfather. Let's read chapter 48 on page 217.